Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. This is me. It's Fernando. It's that time of that. It's Monday again. Seems like it was just last week. That's right. 347-884-8125. That's the number you should call. We're going to open up the chat room also, so forgive me if I'm slacking here. We're going to do that. Hey, we're going to be talking about the American Music Award. Some of the mishaps in there. I think, I don't know if you guys heard about J-Lo went on tumbling down or something like that, but was not on the thing. Well, it was caught on tape, but it was edited out. So, yeah, we'll talk about that maybe. Yeah, if you feel like it. Taylor Swift actually pretty much, raked everything from, you know, I don't know. We'll talk about that. Michael Jackson's actually wins 4. The MAs, and also we're getting the famous on this day. Today is actually November 22nd. It's Sunday, November 22nd. We're going to be doing that also. And open up the phone line here. I see that I have my panel people in there already, so we'll pick them up in a little bit here. I don't see Dawn, but I see Winston on the other side in there. Hey, Winston, what you got there? What's new?
Nothing much. Just chilling here, Mississippi.
Just chilling, sipping on the cocoa butter. You hear about that Jennifer Lopez? Falling, doing the she's like performing, and she was supposed to go on and go on top of one of the dancer, one of his back or something like that, and then. She fell.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, it would happen, you know. I mean, that's when things happen like that. I mean, you can perform whatever, you know, how many times you need. But it will happen. It's bound to happen, man. You know, they said, it wasn't really quite, in line from the get-go because of a lot of stuff. Like, J-Lo was supposed to... Jennifer Lopez was supposed to, lip sing, and she went ahead and did it live, and then it went, something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty much an unintentional screw-up,
Yeah.
And after that, and Jay Lopez, and then Adam Lambert, I think, went in there right away, and kind of, hey, look at me, I'm Adam Lambert, Forget about Jennifer Lopez falling on her back. she landed on other on her butt, behind. But only took how they do it, like they slip and they get up right away and continue singing, just because that's what happened. I mean, I mean she's been dancing all her life. I mean, she used to be on the TV show In Living Color. She used to be the dancer there. So that would happen. Got a report on that. What you got here? Taylor Swift actually. Taylor Swift and Michael Jackson. So. She had like 6 nominations or something. Michael Jackson has 5, and both are actually up for Artist of the Year.
Wow.
So enough of that. Lady Gaga and Eminem and all of them. Who cares? You know what I mean? Just like that's all they want. They want us to talk about it. So here we are. We're talking about it.
Exactly.
So who cares? But I didn't watch it. I was just watching the news. I'm like, that's actually. Pretty
interesting.
Interesting. Anything? What's new? You guys on Taylorsville? What's the name of your football?
Taylorsville Tartars. We won this this Friday. We won with the first quarter. Listen to this: the first quarter of the game, we were down 0-13.
Right.
And this team that we played is supposed to have been good. And
What's the name of the team? What's your mascot?
It's a tartar, and if you know what a tartar is, it's kind of a it's a Mygonian. It's like a warrior, I guess. He's got a shield and everything.
A tartar, like a
tartar. T A R T A R S.
Tartars. Isn't that like sauce?
No.
Tartar sauce for fish, for finger licking fried catfish, and that's what I put on my.
But we ended up winning that game. I think it was 26.
Yeah.
So good game. Oh, big news! Did you hear about the? I don't know if you heard about this, but I am now officially Mr. Ken Pettigrew's blogger now.
Ooh.
Yes, I got access. Yes, I got access to his Facebook now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to spread that widget, trying to get a widget out there, put it on any kind of site, you know. So I'm the official blogger there.
Mm.
So if any kind of polls you see up on his profile or any kind of thing during the show, that's me.
That's you. That's pretty neat. You know, also you want to take the RSS feed from the Block Talk Radio and plug it into his page. Does he have a fan page that you created?
He has a fan book page, but it doesn't keep up with it, Sam.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna be doing is doing that, plug it into, and also let him know I'm gonna be adding his RSS feed on the toolbar that I created.
Yeah.
Because yours is in there too, right? I think so, yeah. Yours is in there and mine and some music. So you can go shoppingsuperhighway.rtoolbar. That's O-U-R, our toolbar, T-O-O-L-B-A-R.
Yeah, I heard talking about it now.
Did you download it?
Yeah, I got it in my toolbar. I think I hit it.
Right.
But I got it right here. I got it installed right here. Yep. Shopping Superhighway Toolbar.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah. Shopping Superhighway Toolbar. You know, I think I'm gonna create one of those jingles soon. It's like I've never had it because we're in a transition.
I had a group come in today, and they made this one. Listen to this right quick.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it. Here it goes. Oh, wait, no, wait. I got it on mute. Wait a minute. Here it goes. There it is. That deep. It sounds better in the headphones than it does just probably right now, folks. It sounds wrinkly because of Blog Talk Radio, low format. But it's broadcast. I got a format of 320 KPSIs. And that's that's the highest you can go in audio. And, so I'm doing what they did. The group sent it to me, and it's called Radio Nova, and it's actually in Europe. And I'm doing I'm putting like a Radio Nova, your news, your one-stop, you know, source for news, something like that. I haven't got the script yet. It goes Radio Nova.
So did you did you just download that, or they
sent it to me. They want me to do it.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Let's get Don over here and get in a conversation. We're going to pick a topic here in a minute. Don, what's up?
How are you?
I am doing fine. I am doing great. Doing fine and great at the same time. How's Winston?
How's Winston?
Yeah? Ooh? Ah? E? Don, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, just now was like, a new landlord, he has a ministry too, City of Miracles, and we're planning to move next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So it's like about three blocks away from where we live now. So plan to be there maybe about a year, Lord willing, and then get a house. Still waiting for us to get the confirmation of our house being sold. You know, in Wisconsin Dells, we have some people interested in it, and it seems like it's going in a positive direction. So we're just waiting to hear back from them, and so that's what's
great.
New with us.
All right,
wow.
We're going to be getting to the topic right now. We're going to be, I want to get into it on this day, you know, because I want you guys to learn history and all that, you know. write this down. If you got pen and paper handy, write this down, people. You don't have to. But anyway, write it down or I'll punch you right in the face. Today's what, the 22nd? 23rd, right?
3rd, yeah.
Yeah, why did I say the 22nd? Anyway, I do apologize. On November 23rd, 1943, during World War II, United States forces seized control of the Tarawa and Macon atolls from the Japanese. That's on this day. Nothing interesting, really, on this day happened.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. In 1765, Frederick Henry, M.D., repudiated the British Stamp Act. That's what happened in 1975. Interesting. 1889, the jukebox made its debut at the Palais Royal Saloon in San Francisco. The jukebox. Remember them? Remember them, Winston, back in the day?
Yeah.
1971, the People's Republic of China was seated in the UN Security Council. That was in 1971. That's a long time ago. And they still, guess what? They're still communist. No. No, wow. Wow-a-wee-wah. All right, in 2000, on this day, in a setback for Democratic presidential candidate Al Gore, the Florida Supreme Court refused to order Miami-Dade County to resume counting ballots by hand. That was on this day. On this day, it's November 23rd, 2006. They're just going through puberty there. 2004, opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko declared himself a winner of Ukraine's disputed presidential election and took a symbolic oath of office. That's back in 1974. And today's birthday. See, I'm still going to download that birthday jingle. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to those people I know. You know, you know me and I know you. If you have a birthday, happy birthday to you. To all the Facebook friends and MySpace friends and those Twitter followers, if you have birthdays, please forgive me. But happy birthdays. And also to those.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthdays. Happy birthdays. Miley Cyrus turned 17 years old today. Bet you didn't know that. Oh, yeah. I think you knew that. Right, Winston?
She's still too old.
Yeah, big. You're a big Hannah Montana fan there. On this date, actually, Jim Doyle, governor of Wisconsin, turned 64. You know that, Don? Wisconsinite, James Doyle, governor of Wisconsin, turned 64. So, interesting. Also, Robin Roberts, TV host, Good Morning America, he turns 49.
Wow.
Ken Block, rock musician for Sister Hazel, turns 43. Wow, they're old.
Holy cow.
Yeah. A rapper. Rapper. Corrupt rapper. He's also an actor. He turns 37. That's right. Kelly Brook, an actress from Smallville. She turns 30. What? I'm older than her.
Small town girl.
Yeah. There we go. Jonathan Papelbon, a baseball player, turns 29. And also Austin Majors, an actor from NYPD Blues. That person turns 14. And Lucas Gabriel turns 25 from High School Musical. That, my friend, is on this date. And I want to talk about, man, You know, what's your thought about Thanksgiving? I know it's not Thanksgiving yet. I'm going to do a show on Wednesday. I'm going to, you know, do a special program for just for Thanksgiving, you know. But I want to touch up some of those things on Thanksgiving. And I'm going to go through that real quick. And we're going to go on the strange and odd news in a little bit here. And, you know, sports. And I'm going to ask Winston's for sports to do a little sports here.
Oh, well.
In a little bit. Oh, maybe, you never know. Maybe that's Kyle the sports guy will call in today. If you have
maybe.
Any call, you know.
I want to kind of bring this up right quick. Can I bring this up right quick?
Go ahead.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay. You was breaking up there first.
I was doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I don't know if you heard about this, but the LSU and Ole Miss game. Did you watch that game?
The LA what?
LSU.
LSU, okay, the college, yeah.
Yeah, that Ole Miss, did you watch them play?
No, but I've seen on the ESPN Deportes, no, ESPN ESPN News on, you know, that. So go on, what do you want to say about that?
What about it? I mean, people was all over this in Mississippi, you know, debate, you know. So I just want to kind of, if you're an LSU fan out there,
Yeah.
We'll bring it up later in sports. I just want to kind of, you know, build the momentum with that.
That was versus what now?
Huh?
Ole Miss, right?
Yeah, Ole Miss. It was Ole Miss versus LSU, the Tigers.
That's football.
Yeah.
Football you're talking about, right?
Yeah, college football.
Okay.
You don't know who the Ole Miss Rebels are?
Oh, I know who they are. I know them. I was just watching.
I was just making sure.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know that. So, so that happened, and then what? Is it 20? I think it was like what in the 20s, 2023, something like that. 2023. I don't know. 20 something. Lost to Ole Miss. But wow, yeah. So, and what about how about that Browns game?
Whoa.
Whoa. Huh? Did you like that?
I caught the highlights. I didn't watch the actual game.
Mm-hmm.
I caught the highlights of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, too bad they're not going to be... It was good. They're not going to be in the playoffs, I don't think. But that was a good game. I have to give it to them. It was a good game. Anything else?
No, not really.
Right.
There's one thing
right.
about tomorrow's show I want to kind of bring up right quick.
Go ahead.
There, I don't know if this guy, I think he's a senator. I told you about the congressman. We got a senator that wants to be on the show. And he might be calling tomorrow, and I don't know if that's kind of a bad thing to say, I think. But he said he, you know, but I don't know. So I wanted to email him tonight. If you don't email me by at least by at noon tomorrow, because I have no school this week, I'll probably just go ahead and just say he's going to be on the show.
All right. So it's not, you know, nothing, it's not confirmed yet, but they tune into, what time is that?
9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm blogtalkradio.com/talktime.
Talk time radio or just talk time?
Talk time.
All right. All right, let's go into you know, some of your thoughts on Thanksgiving. We all know that, and you know we're a history buff, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Something like that. That was on the 1600 pilgrims. You know, when the pilgrims joined together with the Native American Indians on England, New England, you know, way back in there, the East Coast. You know, they enjoyed a feast and celebrating the pilgrims' very first harvest. The governor, actually his name is William Bradford, made a provision for a day of prayer and Thanksgiving. You know, that's, you know, what, let me ask you first, I know it's not Thanksgiving yet, let me ask you, let's go with Winston first, give me a little taste of what you're thankful of. Winston? And why? Winston Pitt.
Hello.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, what are you what are you thankful for? Give me a little bit, just one thing that you think thankful for and why.
I don't think I can ask the whole question.
Thanksgiving, like really, you know, are you thankful? Hopefully you're thankful for, you know. On Thanksgiving when you give thanks for a thing. Give me one, just one, and tell me why. What are you thankful for, Winston?
The Lord dying for my sins.
Okay, and why?
The obvious reason why is if he didn't, I would be spending eternity in hell.
Very good answer. And Don, what about you? What you give me one reason why you're thankful for and why?
Also that Jesus died for our sins and showed us the way to be saved, because otherwise we die, you know, we will go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not even make it through this life, because sometimes life is hard, and if you don't have the Lord to cling on to, you know, no hope, and then you despair of life, and you may not, you may not endure.
That's very good answer, guys. Very, very good answer. I know if you're gonna sit around a table and pray, and you're gonna be thankful for a lot of stuff. Okay. Here's I have 10 thoughts on Thanksgiving, and this is not just my thought. I think it's everyone's thoughts. If you look it up, actually average Americans actually will consume over 45 million turkeys on Thanksgiving. 45 million. That's a lot of turkey.
Yeah.
The average Thanksgiving meal will constitute between... Okay, write this down if you guys are, keeping an eye on your calories and really, if you don't care. I mean, if you do care, the average meal will constitute between 2,400 and 4,500 calories.
Uh-oh.
That's a lot of calories. That's right. Number three, the U.S. population will gain over 171 tons of weight this year.
Just from Thanksgiving?
Yeah, over the Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Excuse me, yeah. Yeah, and get this, if you want to just write it down, as we, this is from, President John F. Kennedy, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live them. President John F. Kennedy.
Ah.
And also, here he goes, here's the thought. Many psychologists actually concur that being thankful is the healthiest of all emotions.
Amen.
And being thankful is a key. Being thankful is a key component of healthy relationships.
Interesting. I guess people that divorce have a lack of that.
That's right. Here he goes again. Being thankful aligns us for wholeness. All makes sense. The scriptures encourage us to give thanks in all circumstances and not to forget all God's benefit. That's what the thought. Our thanks are best found in our giving, and we should be thankful for what we already have before we ask for more.
Yep.
That's right. Before we ask for more, when you get down to your knee, you're praying for love for God to give you some. Be thankful that you have what you have now before you ask for more. That's just a thought. And also, I'm going to give more thoughts Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time here on blogtalkradio.com. This is Fernando Poniente. And also, it's about 35 minutes or 25, I'm sorry, not 35, 25 minutes into the hour. We got about 5 minutes before we go out on break, and... Boom, 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 boom. Hey, you hear about this thing, Winston's about there was a kangaroo that apparently tried to drown a dog and attacks the owner.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, they
don't get my blood pressure going. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the kangaroo started there, man, walking his dog attacked them, pinning the pet down underwater and slashing the owners in the abdomen. Wow, what is this, like some kind of a velociraptor kangaroo or what? Yeah, they actually slashed him like in his abdomen with his hind leg. This is, of course, happens in Australia, of course. And yeah, the, you know, dude was in stable condition, so it's ended up with he actually just, you know, wrestled with kangaroo and elbow the kangaroo in the throat. So question is, Winston's way. What are we, the Australians, feeding these kangaroos? Are they starving them? Are they attacking people now?
Maybe, as we said before, we know if they're gonna, you know, do something about the kangaroo, mm-hmm. it's not the kangaroo's fault. It's the again. Let's rephrase the question. It's a kangaroo we're talking about here. Yeah, you know, these people. I mean, what do these people expect out of these animals? Lower your expectations. That's all I gotta say. Lower your expectations about these animals. Because just because they attack somebody doesn't mean they're going to attack everybody, you know.
Maybe he was, yeah, maybe that specific kangaroo was, like, you know, beaten or, you know, or molested as a child. As a Joey. You know, you never know. What about, Don, what do you think? What's your comment on this one? We should be, I don't know how many times it occurs, but, you know, when you see something like this, it's kind of, gives all the kangaroos community some bad name. Don't you think? Don, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just
Yeah. What do you say?
Maybe not all are like that, but you gotta be careful around kangaroos. You know, have you seen kangaroos, Jack?
Well, yeah. And also, you have to keep guard. You know, things I don't understand is like. Do you know? You watch True TV, right, Winston? Don, you watch True TV and all that.
Oh yeah.
There was like a diver in there that trying to kiss a shark one time.
What?
Yeah.
Don't ask him for it now. I mean, you know.
But actually,
yeah. For it.
Well, the shark actually took a bite and just pretty much took his, you know, lips and, you know, and the bottom part of the. Of his jaw and everything, the skin is all came off. So that's, yeah. You just don't do that. You just, you know, oh, look at that. Oh, he's so cute. Give me a kiss. Wham! You know, just kind of,
well,
yeah.
My theory is here, if you're that stupid to do that, you don't deserve to be alive.
Seriously? That's right. I mean, and it's also because it's the animal. They're unpredictable. I don't know if they're, you know, I don't care if they're held, you know, in captivity, or they're in a cage, or they're raised by humans or everything like that. They have instinct. They have animal instinct that separates us from the animals. That's how God created us. Correct? That's right. Right? Agree? Yes, I agree. I agree. That's what happened. Now moving on. What do you call that? What about like bulls and, I mean, they attack people because they provoke them. Remember that thing? Things on Spain happens all the time. I mean, they have this running with bulls and all that, and you know, and I see them all the time on TV and True TV, you know, and the most shocking, you know, and everything like that, and. Because they provoke the animals, right? I mean, that's almost like a, you know, you, here it goes again with the animal cruelty, right? Winston, do you agree? Whoa, who's getting pulled over? All right,
yeah,
Winston, did you hear a question?
kind of. I got a little kind of walked into like the other room and I had my Bluetooth thing.
Oh, okay, all right.
They kind of like.
Wow, 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 wow. All right, yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that you hear about this woman that actually was claiming insurance fraud and they found her pictures on Facebook partying and all that?
I haven't heard that story.
No, that's actually just a couple of days. I don't know when it happened, but I was reading that in the news. That's pretty dumb, right? Just like this, people. You know, I always tell people this. You know, you can put all your pictures, you know, your college party, and I don't care what you're doing and all that, but don't expect them. you know, if you're going to be running for governor, that like down in the future, don't expect people to believe you. I mean, to you know, have some kind of credibility because of what you've done. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, yeah, you've seen all his college pictures and all that. You know, some of the girls like flashing, and it's not like I've seen it, but you know, they all do that. Facebook is actually doing whatever they can to do that, to get rid of those. But you know, I mean, there's like 300 something million, you know, pictures, and you know, it's kind of hard for them to do. But what I'm saying, bottom line is, just like you, Winston, you're gonna run for president one of these days, right? You know, I mean, would you?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful what things you put out there. You know, hide the beer if you're gonna take a picture.
yeah.
Hide the beer, and you know, and a lot of this will surface, you know, when you become famous, when someone's like, you know, someone like hate you for what you're doing, and that's just the bottom line. It just, you know, take responsibility of what you do. So we're gonna be taking a break over here because I hear some click 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 click, something like that. I don't know. We'll take a break, and when we come back, actually, we're gonna talk some more. Maybe some sports, Winston. Huh? Some about that, some NFL. You want to do that? All right. Thank you. I want to play Liz. Liz Toussaint, actually, if I had a gun. Liz Toussaint was actually in Fernando Poniente's show a couple days ago. That was like, well, I don't know, last week, a week and a half ago. I don't know. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you can go to sonicbids.com, sonicbids.com, and just search Liz, L-I-Z, Toussaint. Or you can just go into Facebook. Just, you know, search Liz Toussaint, and you're going to see a fan page group thingy. And just join that and listen to her song because she is awesome. All right, here's the list of songs. We'll be back in about here in a minute. And this is Fernando on Fernando Poniente Show.
My daddy said, ain't no single mother or two safe in the world these days. And you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place. Take this little briefcase, but I decline. Cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine. And I was so afraid for my babies at that time. You don't know the kind of anger I held inside. He was
is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Welcome to the Fernando Pony and Fay Show on BTR. This show will blow your mind. Hosted by the man himself, Fernando Poniente. Call in live at 347-884-8125. That number again is 347-884-8125. Make sure if you are a guest, please go sign up at BTR so you can chat with us. The Fernando Poniente chat room is on live now. And now, the man himself. The man, Fernando Poniente.
All right, let's get that. This is the man himself, Fernando Poniente, on the Fernando Poniente Show on BlackTalkRadio.com. Let's welcome everybody back in here. Winston
Hello.
From the Mississippi Pipeline, and also Donna running with the dogs, running on a. Are you still running?
I'm walking.
Oh, you're walking now. That's good. That's good. That's good to know. What are we talking about? Oh yeah, I want to talk about more of the weird and steam weird stuff. All right. Here we go. Christmas kissing. Actually, in Britain's authority on they do have this etiquette teachers and teaching and all that stuff. This suggesting says they're actually saying it's more hygienic to exchange kisses on the cheek than to shake hands. So the swine flu pandemic should not make people afraid of kissing under the mistletoe this holiday season. Does it really matter? Winston's, what do you think? Huh? Shake hands between kissing and the cheeks?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, yes.
It's kind of cool.
They also added an urge that those who have been drinking those who have been drinking a lot to just kind of stay away from the mistletoe because their social skills will be impaired. This is like a no-brainer. Really? That's what I said. Really? Because their social skills will be impaired if they're too drunk. Stay away from under mistletoe. Geez, thanks for bringing that up. You know, people from London, England. I've never knew that. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know, Don, what do you think? I mean, kissing etiquette, kissing the cheek instead of shaking people's hands.
I think just shake somebody's hand, unless they're married to them.
No, not kissing hands, kissing the cheeks, like cheeks, like.
I know.
Okay.
Hands,
right.
Unless you're married to them or they're like family. You're like sister, brother.
But
sister,
what I'm
brother.
Saying, right, exactly. That's not even the, you got the point on that. What I'm saying is just like shaking hands, and compared to like kissing on the cheek, it's like there's saliva can be involved in that if someone kiss you in the cheek. You know what I mean?
Right.
On the hands, when you shake hands afterwards, you can go to the bathroom and wash your hands or put on some, like, you know, antibacterial germicide things. I mean, would you agree, Winston? Okay.
Yes.
Yes? Did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, you did. All right, let's move on.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right. And... any comments on that?
Well, particularly from the South itself, it is really, you know, when you go, and there in the South especially, it is, like, rude to do that. And it's like this. You had to be a family member to even come remotely kissing somebody on the cheek. If you don't know this, if you just know about it, you had to shake their hand. Because
right.
If you don't, people look at you like, are you some kind of homosexual?
Right. Hey, Cousin Bill, let me kiss you in the cheek because I don't want to get your... swine flu,
exactly.
If you have them. But, you know, again, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, okay. And again, I think you're more likely to catch the swine flu if there's saliva right next to your mouth. It's because the cheek is right there.
Right.
Right by your mouth. when you shake people's hand, afterwards you can wash your hands. Or you can put some thing on. You know, I think it doesn't make sense. I think they always put that stuff in there to say, oh, we're the expert in etiquette, so listen to us. You know. Yeah, let's move on here. I want to talk about the... the new saga, actually, New Moon. I mean, have you seen it, Winston? Have you?
No, I haven't seen it, but everybody's been talking about it.
They've been talking about it. I think it says beating, actually, Harry Potter's.
That is crazy.
That is crazy. Here in Britain, we bought that. We like the Twilight. I just lost that. All right. Okay. Now, the Vatican. Here it goes with the Vatican's people, you know, Catholics and all of them.
Here we go.
They said New Moon is a quote-unquote moral vacuum, says the Catholic leader.
What?
Well, no, duh. The latest installment of vampire movie series Twilight is a divine, quote-unquote, moral vacuum. That's according to the Vatican and all that. In New Moon, British actor Robert Pattinson returns as a blood-sucking vampire, Edward Cullen, in love with the beautiful Bella Swan. The movie has already broke box office records on a high single-day earner after pulling, get this, $62.2 million on its opening day. That is a lot of...
Cow.
Ching-ching!
Holy cow.
Holy cow, that's a ride. You know, here's the things I don't get, okay? Let's continue on first. They said on Friday that the theme of vampires in Twilight combines a mixture of successes that, as ever, is aimed at the young people and gives a heavy esoteric element. Well, yeah, of course. This film is nothing more than a moral vacuum with a divine message, and as such is something that should be of concern, he said. Last month, the Vatican warned parents that Halloween had an undercurrent of occultism and was absolutely anti-Christian. The Vatican advised parents instead to direct the meaning of the feast towards a wholesomeness and beauty rather than terror, fear, and death. Amen to that. Now, here's my problem. Okay. Last couple of weeks, maybe a week and a half ago, I don't know, they have reported, actually, the Vatican had some kind of hired some experts to find, other life in the universe, Okay? They hired some group of people, so-called experts, to do that. And also, good numbers of Catholic and bishops and all, they do believe and practice Big Bang Theory and evolutions. I'm not making that up. I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying there's actually Christians out there that believes in Big Bang Theory and evolution.
If they believe in evolution, they're not Christians.
That's what I'm saying. They call themselves Christian, dude. They call themselves Christian. It says, you know, it's always open for, you know, they were willing to go into that path and learn from them. And it's, you know, for them doing that, they're already discrediting the Bible. And once you do that, your fundamental beliefs will shatter. I mean,
yep, exactly.
So here's the question, though. I mean, this is a Twilight New Moon. This is not new. I mean, there's like movies after movies after movies, books after books after books before that. Before that, you know, I mean, there's that Harry Potter and all that thing. I mean, what do you think? That's like about, you know, witches and wizards and going to school and everything like that.
Ooh,
and here's the questions. Here's the question, though. I'm gonna go with you real quick, Winston. Catholic leaders and all that. I mean, they're being hypocrite. I mean, are they getting to the spotlight and says, "Hey, look at us. You know, we're better than the rest of you." I mean, that's what I'm getting.
Yes, they are. Have you actually seen the Pope? What he's wearing? He's wearing some kind of like $100,000 suit that you can only get one place, and that's from the Vatican. Okay, you will never find that suit nowhere else. Another thing is, since we're talking about, you know, they were talking, you know, all that, about the, did you know the Vatican, you know, they say stuff all the time. And we can go as far as back to Galileo, when they was talking about the Earth used to be the center of the universe, the sun used to revolve around the Earth. When
Galileo.
Galileo. Sorry about that. Galileo.
Okay, I got you.
Galileo.
Go on.
Galileo. Said, you know, that, you know, the sun was in the middle, and then once they found that true, they got mad at him, and he said, "We're going to kill you. Since you proved us wrong and made us look like buttholes, we're going to kill you."
That's a great analogy. I like that. I strongly believe that, you know, with the Galileo and all that, and that's history. What about you, Don? I mean, what do you think? Well, I mean, I know we all know that we're Christians. I'm Christian. You're Christian. Winston's Christian. I mean, this is entertainment. I mean, this the new moon is entertainment. You know, I mean, if you're gonna let your kids, like your 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 14-year-old, watch this and not tell them like that's a fantasy, I think it's a parents that's responsible. Parents should be responsible for their own for their kids. You know, especially kids.
Yeah. Mhm. That's right, and give your kids option to leave the room if they don't want to watch it.
Right.
Sometimes free to them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, PG-13. You know, the thing is, you don't want your kids asking their friends if they have questions. You know what I mean? If they have things, what do you think about this? And they will ask their friends. Yeah, it's the same. You know. Friends, you know, kids teaching kids, it's a bad thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, there's not. I'm not, you know, generalizing all the kids, but you know, especially public school, man. That's, you know, and they have, a girl would have a problem about a boy, and they're gonna go to their friends and what they should do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's why. I mean, statistics says that, you know, if you mix kids with kids. That's usually chaos. It's usually, you know, but if you mix adults, like kids learning from adults, you know, the numbers actually, you know, opposite.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
But, yeah, go back to this. We're going to go back to this new moon, the Twilight Saga. And I don't know how many books is out there right now. I mean, this is going to be, you know, another thing like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. Well, Lord of the Rings is only three. But Harry Potter, oh my goodness, there's like seven books now.
Yeah.
Seven movies out now, and it's still, you know, hitting the box office and all that.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, people would say, you know, parents would say, I don't care about that. It's just a movie. The thing is that they make an excellent media, and the movie makers, you know, that's why they need more Jack Marinos out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They need... Oh. There was a vampire in there. anyway, they need more Jack Marinos out there making positive movies.
Yeah.
You know, and based on true stories and not anything fictional. That it's cool to be a vampire. You know, it's cool to be to suck blood in.
Yeah.
You know, I have superpower and everything. But that's all I see on Facebook and the thing. They say, oh, I see a new moon. It is so good. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, you just wasted your $7 or $8. Well, I don't know how much it is to go to a movie.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like
but,
that. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So, anyway, New Moon. The whole concept of the movie. What, the whole hypnosis and all that. What do you think, Winston? I've seen the first one, and they kind of, it's dumb. Or the people say, "Oh, you gotta read the book. You gotta read the book." I'm like, "No,
oh,
thanks.
Yeah.
There's only one book I read.
Oh yeah,
over and over again."
They, yeah, English teachers. If you ever say that, I'd rather have the movie over the book. Holy cow, they go ballistic.
right.
They just.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God! You gotta read the book, you know. Just like people that, you know, from Lord of the Rings, you know, fanatics and all that. You gotta buy the book. Oh my God! This is
yeah.
so good. Yeah, the book is like 4 inches thick. I mean, yeah, we expect me to just sit here and read about that fantasy that was man made. That, you know, was not God created. You know, just yeah, I don't know. There's a different or other argument when it comes to that. But,
yeah.
So the thing is, how do you, these are real questions, actually. How do you, and I'm going to ask you both of you guys, how do you, I know the answer, and I think you have your own answer, both of you guys, but how do you, let's say someone come up to you, like a 14-year-old, another 14-year-old Winston, come up to you and say, hey, have you seen New Moon? Huh. It is so good. Have you seen it? I mean, it is so good. what do you say?
It depends. If it's a boy or a girl. If a girl comes up to me,
let's just say, let's back up over here. Let's just say a girl that you like. Ha-ha.
Let's go see it.
Let's go see it.
Of course.
Right? Yeah.
Of course.
Well,
I'm
not
saying. Say.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I agree with you, but see, the thing that I'm trying to get is some, like, you know, you see a problem there. You see that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm being sarcastic. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're not. let's go see it. When do you want to see it again? let's just say, you know this person is being, succumbed to it. Like, you know, he's being, like, it also talks about New Moon, and she thinks it's real. It's a thing, you know, she starts dressing up. Like like vampires and stuff like that. And it's kind of, you know, idolizing this new
yeah.
phenomenon about New Moon. I mean, what do you say to that person?
Two things. Apparently they idolize this. I'm not saying it's a bad way, but they, you know, folks with the eyes on God.
Slap them first and just like smack. Snap out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And also, I mean, well, I'm going to analyze the movie. Because when you watch it a couple of times, you know, you're basically, you know, getting tired of it. And then guess what? You're not really analyzing it. You're just lusting it.
That's true.
That's kind of a thing there.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Don, what about you, man? What do you say to this person? Let's say, you know, you have a 14-year-old, 15-year-old cousin, is all they talk about is New Moon, and they seems like they, you know, they can't get out of it. They, you know, they're so stuck to it. What do you say to that person? What do you say to that fool soul?
It would depend on if they're Christian.
All right, well, I'll use it as a scenario if they're Christians. Yeah, they claim to be Christians, and all they talk about is this new moon.
Oh, and then I would say, like, well, what's the Bible say about what they do, you know? Like, why do you like that so much? You ask them questions and get them to think about it.
Oh, because of Edward. He's so cute.
Why do you say that? You know,
that's
like,
yeah. You do have to give him. You do have to give him. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time here. You do have to give him some history about what they said about vampires and what and how they come about. Because this is all like, you know, like the Hollywood and all this is, you know, the bad guys or the bad thing. It's been diluted. You know, like the witch, the wizard, the vampires. You know, it's been diluted. It's about what do you call that? The robbery in the bad guy, you know, just like John Dillinger, you name it. I mean, it's Che Guevara, and you know, all that stuff has been diluted. It's been, you know, portrayed as a you know, like norm, like a hero to some people. You know.
Yeah.
We have 2 minutes here. I'm going to give you the last word for the. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds. And Winston, fire it up. What's your next show? And how to go there?
That'll be November. That'll be tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Go to blogtalkradio.com/talktime. Get all the information. Go to our new website, upgraded website. And go to talktime, www.talktimeradio.webs.com. And you can find anything there you want. Yes, anything. I got your show posted on there. It's a brand new website. And it looks a lot better, a lot more compact, a lot more customizable.
So you're using webs now, free webs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I have a webs account, too. Don, what do you say? I'll give you last word.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving from shopinsuperhighway.com.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and shop there. And if you're a music artist and you're looking to expand without having to invest thousands of dollars for a label, check out the OnLabel through us. And feel free to contact us. You earn cash back this holiday season. Not just holiday, but Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, that's one of the things I forgot to talk about, and how to get a record label if you're an aspiring singer or songwriter, or you're a band, you're trying to get that, you don't have no money to get your label. Aww, no, just kidding. Yeah, actually, majority of people that don't, they can't make it because they can't get their label. We can help you. You can go to shoppingsuperhighway.com and get a contact info in there and talk to Dawn and how to get your record label for a minimal cost and make money. That is right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of these days we're going to talk about that. Maybe I'll have some... I'll have a an expert on that on my radio show when it comes to that. Maybe not. But I can't promise.
We have 10 minutes left, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It's gonna go on. Yeah, about, we got 1 minute now. It's gonna come up in 1 minute.
Yeah, we got about. That's actually 42 seconds. I'm just playing that Silent Night in the background. Isn't that cool? Hey, join me Wednesday night. This is before Thanksgiving. We're gonna be talking about. We're gonna be cooking turkeys. Bring some yams. Because I heard they're good. Bring that thing. We're gonna be cooking some rib tips, and you know, if you have turkey, I can't catch it a turkey yet. So get on Wednesday night we'll eat some dinner while we listen to the Fernando Poniente show.
Oh yeah.
347-884-8125, and also I'm gonna have the chat room open, and Winston's gonna dress up like an elf. And
how are you gonna see me?
through the phone.
Yeah.
All right.
How
here you go.
Elf yourself.
That's right. Okay, vámonos con Dios. Adios, amigos.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, bye.